Finish this line from Fellowship of the Ring. Trust a brandy buck and a took. That was just a detour, a shortcut. To what? What did the hobbits find at the bottom of the cliff? Mushrooms. That dialogue is one of the many clever ways in which the film writers subtly worked in chapter titles from the book. Today we explore the fourth chapter, A Shortcut to Mushrooms, from J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring. We won't see a lot of lore in this chapter, but we will see how this chapter was nearly entirely cut from the film. And in that cut, we miss out on a story arc for an unlikely yet critical hero. Now, let's wander. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Let's check the map. These map checks are inspired by the beautiful maps that accompany the Lord of the Rings books and are intended to give you context for today's tale. Frodo, Sam, and Pippin are leaving Bag End, heading to the east end of the Shire as preparation for Frodo to leave the Shire and take the ring to Rivendell. They've encountered a company of elves led by Gildor of the House of Finrod. Gildor has given Frodo advice that he should not delay his departure any longer and that he should take willing friends alongside with him. Today's exploration will cover pages 85 through 89 of my 2002 Houghton Mifflin edition of Fellowship of the Ring. Let's talk about this shortcut, and in particular, what was cut from the film. Tolkien uses this chapter to keep the tension high. Even in the Shire, Frodo and his friends keep having close calls with Black Riders. With the elves gone, Frodo decides to cut across country in order to save time. But Pippin intercedes with a bit of hobbit sense, quote, "Shortcuts make long delays." Nevertheless, Frodo is decided. As they leave the road and scramble to the bottom of a ravine, Sam looks back. There, quote, "a black figure crouches over the area where they left the road." Again, they have only just escaped. But notice a pattern. Good and evil are at play in this epic saga. Sometime after Sam's observation of the Black Rider, the hobbits begin to sing. They've sipped some of their drink left by the elves and find it, quote, "wonderfully refreshing." It soon sets them to singing silly lyrics. Lyrics that the keen-eared viewer of the extended edition of The Return of the King will notice, quote, "ho, ho, ho, to the bottle I go." This little drinking song is performed by Merry and Pippin at the celebration honoring the fallen dead from the Battle of Helm's Deep, though film Pippin adds a few lines of his own. The contrast continues. Black Rider spotted in the distance, hobbits feeling encouraged by elven drink, then back to a Black Rider. Only this time, not one, but two, and not seen, but heard. A wail abruptly ends their singing, quote, "like the cry of some evil and lonely creature." Yet it was returned by another similar cry, further off, quote, "but no less chilling to the blood." This back and forth contrast, forces of darkness, forces of light, forces of darkness, keeps the central narrative of the novel moving forward, and keeps us as readers gripped in fear. In the Fellowship of the Ring film, Peter Jackson did an excellent job of conveying the feeling of near misses and overwhelming fear in the sequence of the hobbits running through the woods trying to escape the Black Riders. While it is a good adaptation, we do miss the back and forth of dark versus light that Tolkien keeps forefront in his readers' minds. Tolkien's storytelling prowess lies in his ability to seamlessly intertwine moments of dread with glimpses of hope. While Peter Jackson's film adaptation captured the adrenaline-fueled escape from the Black Riders, it's in the subtle nuances of Tolkien's prose that we truly grasp the depth of the Hobbit's journey, and the eternal struggle between light and darkness. Before we go on, I have an invitation for you. You can also be like one of these Black Riders that Frodo encountered in the Shire. You see, the second Black Rider, the one who answered the first one, would never have known that the hobbits were cutting across country if the first Black Rider had not said anything. So, don't be quiet like a hobbit, Shout out loud like a black writer. Tell your friends about this podcast, about how we take no shortcuts as we wander Middle Earth. And you never know when hobbits will pop out of the brush with the exact golden treasure you've been seeking. Hit that share button and share this episode. Thank you. Now, let's explore a character who was tragically cut short in the film Shortcut to Mushrooms, Farmer Maggot. In the film, he appears as a scythe, bouncing over stalks of corn, yelling barely intelligible threats over the baying of his dogs. You can see him coming just as Pippin and Merry take Frodo through the field, leaving Sam with the incriminating evidence of their vegetable thievery. However, the Farmer Maggot that Tolkien gave us is a much richer character. But he introduces a side of hobbits that doesn't quite fit in the films. I'll get to that next episode. First, is there precedent for an angry Farmer Maggot? Well, yes and no. No, because Pippin actually tells Frodo that Farmer Maggot is, quote, a friend of Merry's and of all Brandybucks, and Pippin and Merry were not actually mischievous vegetable stealers. In fact, Frodo was the vegetable thief. In his youth, he trespassed on Farmer Maggot's land in search of mushrooms, only to be, quote, caught several times. Frodo is traumatized by the last encounter, saying that Farmer Maggot instructed his dogs to eat Frodo if they find him again. So yes, there is precedent for Farmer Maggot to be angry, but more accurately towards Frodo rather than Merry and Pippin. Farmer Maggot's depiction in Tolkien's writing diverges sharply from his portrayal in the film adaptation. While the movie presents him as a menacing presence, the original text reveals a character with layers of complexity and history. Frodo's past encounters with Farmer Maggot add depth to their interactions, a depth that showcases Tolkien's talent for crafting multifaceted characters within the world of Middle-earth. But that complexity doesn't always translate to film, and we'll get to that next time. We need to explore another key book-to-film adaptation that starts in this chapter. The seed is planted for an unlikely hero, who may be the uncelebrated main character for The Lord of the Rings. But we'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. A few episodes ago, we explored the primary motivations for several characters. Frodo, save the Shire. Gandalf, orchestrate Sauron's downfall. The Ring, get back to his master's hand. And Samwise Gamgee, all he wanted was to see the elves. In the previous chapter, Sam got his exact wish, traveling with elves, eating with elves, sitting at the feet of his master as he communed with elves. But in this chapter, A Shortcut to Mushrooms, we see a change come over Sam. This change is observed by Frodo, so let's start there. Frodo is trying to decide his plans when he says out loud to himself that he cannot take his friends from the Shire into danger. He unwittingly says this as Sam is listening on. Sam confirms his loyalty to Frodo, sharing some of the words of the elves to him. Quote, "Don't you leave him." These words, advice from Gildor and the elves, were attributed to Gandalf in the Fellowship movie. After the scene where Frodo says, "I'm going to Mordor alone," and Sam responds, "Sure you are, and I'm coming with you." Then he stoutly follows Frodo into the water, and after being saved, reveals that he promised Gandalf that he wouldn't leave Frodo's side. Coming back to the book, Frodo observes a different Sam than the simple, loyal servant following Frodo from Bag End. Quote, "It did not sound like the voice of the old Sam Gamgee that he thought he knew, but it looked like the old Sam Gamgee sitting there, except that his face was unusually thoughtful." It's a bit of a dig, but Sam has been changed by his encounter with the elves. To some extent, he has some premonition of the future. Not detailed, but more like a subtle impression, or as he says, quote, "to see ahead in a kind of way." And what does Sam see ahead? Quote, "I know we are going to take a very long road into darkness, but I know I can't turn back." Sam has been struck by a new calling. A higher calling. Not to see elves or have some whimsical yet monumental and dangerous adventure like Bilbo. No, Sam's journey is different. He knows that he is going into darkness. What that means, he does not yet understand. But he is resolute. He is a willing companion, as both Gandalf and Gildor advised Frodo to take with him. His full purpose is not yet known to him. As he says, quote, "I don't rightly know what I want, but I have something to do before the end, and I must see it through." A new door has been opened for Samwise Gamgee. A new opportunity has presented itself. A new adventure has pulled on his heart. It's as if Bilbo's advice about roads is manifest in Sam Gamgee. If you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. Sam is no longer the hobbit he once was, something that Gandalf once told Bilbo many months into his own adventure with the dragon. Sam has grown, he has changed, he has become more resolute in his mission. How many of us can say the same? Sometimes our hearts desire something so greatly, like simply seeing the elves of our childhood stories come to life. And once that desire is met, we are given a new opportunity, something deeper. Something darker and more terrifying. A change in perspective that we didn't have before. A sort of seeing ahead, if you take my meaning. Do we rise to the challenge? Do we ride the wave of adventure, not knowing exactly where it will take us? When I started this podcast over 2 years ago, I did not know where this adventure would take me. I simply wanted to share my love for Tolkien's Silmarillion, published after his death, with a world of Lord of the Rings fans who craved something deeper, something closer to the heart of the human experience than what our modern-day stories often give. At the time, I never could have imagined what this podcast has become. What is the new opportunity ahead of you at this moment? I encourage and invite you to meet it in the same way that Sam Gamgee takes on his new adventure. You have something to do before the end, and it lies ahead. Not behind, and you must see it through. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.